This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty with Anthony Brooks. Earlier today, Anthony headed down to Fenway Park, not far from our studios, because today is, drumroll, ladies and gentlemen, please, Truck Day in Boston. For those few of you, very few I think, who might not be so well-versed in Boston baseball lore, Truck Day is, of course, when the Red Sox load up their equipment truck and head down to Fort Myers, Florida for spring training. And in Boston, it's the first sign that winter will end.
Well, that's right, Meghna, and I'm here just behind Fenway Park for Truck Day, as you mentioned. It happens every year, so as such, it's not particularly newsworthy. But we thought it was important to come down here today because, as we all know, it's been a long, cold, very tough winter, and on it goes. So we're happy for any sign of spring, and maybe this is it. I'm going to just try to get a little closer. Let me just get over this snowbank here. Okay, there, now. Yeah, so here we are. This is a nice, big 18-wheeler loaded up with Red Sox equipment. It's made up to look like the Green Monster with a big green banner on it that says, first stop Fort Myers, next stop World Series. And there's a group of about 30 or 40 people here watching these guys load this truck up. Let's see what they have to say. So let me ask you your name.
My name's Kelly O'Connor.
And Kelly, why are you here?
I'm here because this is the first day of the season, as far as I'm concerned. It's been a really terrible winter. We have had some great off-season signings for the Red Sox, but this is the first really tangible thing you can look at and say, this is where it starts.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, terrible winter, cold weather. The rain is kind of spitting down on us right now, but mm-hmm. Is this sort of a sign of spring for you?
This is definitely a sign of spring because that truck is going somewhere that it's warm and beautiful and there's green grass and people running around in shorts. So,
Kelly, there are about 30 of us out here. My hands are freezing. Is there something kind of sad about this?
Well, I would say devoted. If you want to say sad, I can't really counter that. But it's, you know, it's fun. I think for a lot of people, this is a holiday in the abstract. I just feel like I'm in a position where I'm close enough that I can make it a holiday in reality. And It really is fun knowing that this truck is going to pull into Fort Myers in a couple of days.
So how do you feel about the Red Sox? Let's talk a little baseball.
Try not to be overconfident, but really, really happy about what they put together. Very happy to get Adrian Gonzalez, wearing my Gonzalez shirt right now. I think our pitching staff is going to be fine. You look at what happened last year with injuries and think, that can't possibly repeat itself, knock on something. And when you look at the improvements they've made, I'm really, really excited.
Well, I got to say, cold as it is, midwinter as it is, hearing you talk about baseball warms me a little bit. So thanks very much.
I think that's why we're here. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate it. How about you, sir?
I'm Neil Elliott.
So why are you here? Is this something you do every year?
Well, this is my first time. I'm here for a lot of reasons. My dad and I used to, he'd come in from shoveling snow and we'd say, the truck left today. And so I'm reconnecting with my dad, who's passed on, as a way to kind of launch the season.
Well, that's nice.
I'm envisioning being at the parade in late October, and I don't want to feel like I've missed the beginning if I've been there for the end.
Now, when you say the parade, you're talking about the World Series parade, right?
That's right, yeah.
So you're full of that springtime optimism, too, even on this cold February day.
I feel very positive about this season, maybe more than ever.
Well, one thing we can say about Red Sox Nation, hope always springs eternal, even on a cold February day.
It does.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I hope you enjoy your day here.
All right. Good luck to you. So there you have it, some hopeful voices from Red Sox Nation on this cold winter day. By the time you listen to this, that truck is on its way to sunny Fort Myers, Florida. Pitchers and catchers report in just 5 days. That's on Sunday. Meanwhile, cold here in Boston. I'm going to head back to the studio where it's a little bit warmer.
And we are back here in the studio. Another truck day in Boston comes and goes. Anthony has made it back. And Anthony, actually, when you were down at the Fenway, I was looking this up on Twitter. You know how Kelly said she wanted to make it a national holiday? There is a hashtag that says make it a national holiday for Truck Day. But I'm curious, Anthony, what is with the truck anyway? I mean, why don't they just fly all their gear down to Florida?
Well, of course, that would require Logan Airport to actually remain open. No, the real reason is they're carrying a ton of stuff. I actually actually had no idea. I was watching them load it in. It's not just baseball bats, gloves, and balls. It's bicycles. It's baby carriages. It's all kinds of personal possessions belonging to the team and team officials. I even saw them loading up a full-scale model of Fenway Park, just in case they get homesick, I guess. So the truck is the only way. And, of course, if they didn't do the truck, we wouldn't have truck day, right? Yeah,
I guess it's not so fun calling it airplane day.
That wouldn't be the same. So stay with us. There's more Radio Boston coming up.